Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Curry for the record. It's good! There it is! Stephen Curry! The all-time three-point king of the NBA!
Three-pointer number 2974. The man who changed the game. The igniter of the three-point revolution in the NBA. And now he stands alone at the top of the three-point list.
They want to be down with the Curry.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Aaron, and off we go. And you heard Steph Curry, the biggest story of the night last night. Was Steph Curry in Madison Square Garden with Ray Allen there. Reggie Miller was there as well. His whole family, everybody watching as Steph Curry breaks the record for most three-pointers. And it's not even close. You know how many fewer games he played than Ray Allen?
He played a lot fewer games. He played a lot. Ray Allen played until he was right at 40?
Yeah, and he had 2972 or whatever the number is that Steph beat. It's not like it's 714 or 60 or one of those magic numbers, but the number is going to be
Ray Allen played 1300 games.
Well, Steph did it in 511 games sooner than
sooner.
Fewer games.
That's pretty incredible.
Fewer games.
3-point attempts for Ray Allen is 3-point attempts per game 5.7. The most he ever had in a single season was 8.4. That's an 05-06 before. That's at Seattle, before people were chunking it up like that. Ray Allen's career 3-point percentage was 400%. He averaged 5.7 3-point attempts per game in his career. You want to see the big difference? Go look at Steph Curry's stats. Steph Curry,
just stupid.
On the other hand, shoots a lot more threes. It's a completely different basketball game. Just to pay it off here, Steph Curry is shooting 43% for his career and shoots 8.7 attempts per game.
So I'm listening to Freddie Coleman and the other guy with him last night on
Lil Pete.
Who?
Freddie Coleman and Lil Pete.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Same thing.
Freddie Coleman and, Lil Pete.
I don't know
what the show's called. I assume it's Lil Pete.
Young Fitz or something. Whatever his name is.
Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Fitzsimmons.
That's pretty good, by the way.
He's pretty good.
I think he's a former football guy.
I'm just being a little disrespectful.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm listening to him. And I think they're onto something here that Steph Curry actually changed the game. He's got a daughter that's playing in junior high. And he said, you know, back in the day, a junior high girl takes a 21-footer, and you're, come sit here. What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
You're not hitting rim. You're not hitting anything.
Well, and not only that, but you don't take that shot. That's a bad shot.
Right.
That's not that long ago that was the case. Uh-huh. Now it's jack it up, girl.
Do you know my kids, Mason and Snacks, when they were on a basketball team together with Mark Toon in that SBMS league. So Snacks would have been 12. Mason would have been 14 last year. Mason, on a regular basis, will shoot and make three-pointers. It's not like that was unheard of for me in middle school. Like, I could shoot it like that, but you would never do that in a game. He was a better shooter.
In middle school, I don't know if we had a three-point
line.
No,
you wouldn't have one in your middle school. I mean, and now it's not that unusual for kids to shoot and make from three. You're right. It has changed. The concept of shooting from distance has changed. And frankly, they are better shooters from distance.
And actually, it's Steph that's responsible for it.
You think it's on Steph? Because I just told you that before he even came to the league, Ray Allen was shooting 8 threes a game.
But Ray Allen didn't change anything for people. You know what? The Splash Brothers actually changed it. Like, holy crap.
Well, yeah, the concept. I mean, look, Daryl Morey did all the 1-4 stuff and shooting, and the Rockets broke record for shooting threes. But you're right. Steph, I think, may have changed the willingness. I mean, other people will point to, what about Damian Lillard? Or what about, and they'll point to these different players. Steph is the greatest volume shooter that's ever lived, and it's not even remotely close.
No, it's not close.
He's not only the greatest shooter, he shoots with incredible volume, and he's altered the way in terms of his shot, just field goal attempts a game, 17.5, almost half, 8.8. No, I'm sorry, 3-point attempts. So he shot 8.8 2-point attempts per game, 8.7 3-point attempts per game 50-50. In his career. By the time it's 50-50. All said and done, it will be over. It'll be higher.
And he shoots at a clip over 40%.
Yeah.
So, and how much longer has Steph got?
I mean, he's 33. I don't know, 4 years? 5 years?
5 years?
How's he slowing down?
At this rate. Now, let's say he slows down some.
He averaged 32 last year. He's 32 years old. LeBron's 37 right now. And by the way, one of the last things to go is shooting.
Right.
That's one of the last things to go.
You can stand there and shoot all day long.
He doesn't live
off
athletic. He does live off his athleticism to an extent to get shot offs.
Except, did you see the one that set the record? It was a catch, and there's nobody.
It's instantaneous.
It's unbelievable how quick he gets it up. So, how many more years does he have of this? At this rate, or whatever rate he's going to hit at, I think Charles Barkley hit this on the head. This is probably going to be one of the most unbreakable records in sports.
I think when you look at tonight, Will Chamberlain, 100 points. Joe DiMaggio's, is it 44 games?
56.
56. This record ain't never going to be broken.
Cal Ripken's consecutive.
Cal Ripken. Because this guy got at least another 5 years at his peak. And he going to set a record that ain't nobody ever going to come to again.
No.
And it's beautiful to watch.
I think this is going to be.
I disagree.
So Cy Young had 511 wins.
Yeah, that's untouchable.
I think, I heard that, and Coleman and Fitz were talking about that last night, is that 56 is unbreakable. Now, you know, I mean, we've had guys get, and it is true. We had somebody recently get to 38, and you're like, dude, you got 3 weeks to go. Okay, 38 is unbelievable, and you got 3 weeks to go of getting a hit every single night. But there's records like Cy Young's 511, wins. That's stupid. Cal Ripken, what he did. Nobody's ever going to do that again.
I'll give you a record that's unbelievable. That's McCool brought it up last night when we were talking. This is absolutely untouchable. By the way, he brought it up at about 11:45 when we were sitting at Anvil having a drink.
Why are you still out?
I don't know
at
how you do. I don't know how you. We just didn't see. We don't see our friends that often. We went to Winnie's and had the little Christmas pop up cocktail place. Did that at 8:30. You can stay for 90 minutes. We did it from 8:30 to 10. They said, you want to get one more at Anvil? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. Well, then before you know it, it's 11, and I'm like, how does John? I woke up this morning thinking this is. This feels absolutely terrible. I don't know how John does this. And I didn't drink like you do.
But,
by the way, I was driving, so I didn't drink. I just had 3 total drinks the whole night. Well, 4, because I had a leftover Negroni that Kelly didn't have. I don't know how you do that, by the way. But at about 11:45, he brought up the fact that Hakeem Olajuwon's block record is untouchable because the game's not played the same way anymore.
That's true.
There aren't shots in the paint. No one. First of all, Dream played a long time. He was prolific, and he played in an era where there were shots in the paint. Because of the way the game has changed, there's no prayer of anyone touching that record ever. Steph's record could be broken because you just said there's going to be so many sons of Steph now.
Yeah.
Who come up shooting 12 threes a game. That's going to be the norm. There's going to be some kid that shoots the lights out of the ball, and maybe it's Trae Young. Maybe it's Trae Young. Now, it would probably help. Well, no, Trae just played a year in college, I think, right? Maybe it's going to be Trae Young because he shoots volume threes. He's not as good as Steph, but he could end up playing a long, long time, and he could end up shooting 12 threes a game like Steph does now, 11, 12 threes a game. What if you do it your entire career and you shoot? They're not going to shoot the same percentage. I think Steph's record could be caught.
I don't.
By some prolific shooter, because that's the way the game
is
played.
But here's the deal. Trae Young is good. Trae Young ain't the shooter that Steph is. Plus, you're going to have to do it for a long time, too. And listen, Steph's just getting it started. He did it in 511 fewer games than Ray Allen, who was thought to be the most prolific shooter in NBA history. Are you kidding me? And he's got about good 4 or 5. Who knows? He might be able to stand out there like J.J. Redick. He doesn't have to be athletic. He could just stand there, catch, and shoot. He could do that for, who knows, 6, 7, 8 more years.
So, yeah, Trey's got a little ways to go. I'm looking right now. He shoots 7.1 three-point attempts, 35% from three.
You see.
He ain't catching them. It'd have to be somebody who comes in who shoots great. And we're going to see a phenomenal shooter at some point. But the difference is you can be a phenomenal shooter. Do you know how many phenomenal shooters have the ball in their hands enough to get that many threes off and can get them off from the most ridiculous angles and with the most ridiculous quickness against the most ridiculous defensive attempts? Steph Curry can cross half court and he's dangerous from anywhere. Did you see when he came into the stands in pregame the other day? Did you see that shot?
He
went through the tunnel. He was standing there, and it's like watching a Dude Perfect video where they've taken 100 shots. Steph just nailed it with one shot.
It's unbelievable. He does that stuff all the time. It's so much fun too. And here's the deal. And I agree. I agree. They had a really good segment on this Steph thing. One of them was one of the things they said was, look at LeBron. He's got his detractors, right? I mean, there are people that are. That are definitely anti-LeBron.
More personal. It's personality-based. Absolutely. It's not play-based.
Kevin Durant has his... Kevin, get off.
Kevin.
Again yesterday or the day before, he was tweeting some writer or something and just going after him. And it's just like, Kevin, stop. James Harden has his detractors. Everybody loves Steph. I mean, Steph is not... you never hear anybody.
You know who doesn't love him? Like Rockets fans who are upset because Steph buries Rockets fans. It's not personal.
No,
it's because he's so good.
You know what?
I never dislike him.
Rocket fans more than anything are like, damn, that dude is just so.
It's like you
good.
Dislike. You have to try hard to dislike Steph. You can hate him when he's on the court because of what he does to your team. That's really what it is. You don't hate the person. And frankly, I don't hate. I've never hated Steph Curry. I feared him.
No.
I feared him.
The only thing I didn't like about Steph Curry was his wife's cooking. Get away from him. Beat it. I think that's the daughter in the press conference thing. I think he's opening up his family to everybody. I don't think that she's obnoxious. I mean, I don't know. I know people have the kid. You know what? She was cute as could be.
I always thought that was too much for people to be upset about that.
Yeah, who cares?
So he's got his daughter.
He loves his daughter, and he's got her up there on a podium with him. I mean,
he's not an a-hole on the court. He's not an a-hole off the court.
Nothing.
The guy's prolific.
He plays golf.
You put more into that stock probably.
You can't. You're a great person if you play golf.
Yeah, you're not going to. You're not going to find a. You're not going to find somebody as prolific as him for a long, long, long time. And then even then, he's in that rare club. There's only a few members. Career. I mean, people do it in a season, 50% from field, 40% from three, 90% from the free throw line. Those are his career averages.
That's unbelievable.
That's his career averages.
Yeah. And his mom's still hot, too. I mean, he's got – talk about it. Talk about, hey, and she's single. Yeah, Dell messed that up.
What do you mean he messed that up?
Apparently.
Is Dell the reason they split?
I don't know. I don't care. Then Dell, take care of business. That's on you.
Oh, Dell mess. I thought you meant Dell.
Not Dell Olele.
I'm like, what did Dell Olele do?
Dell Curry.
Did Dell Olele get with Steph's mom? That's what I thought you meant. I'm like, how did he do something?
Dell didn't
from the Fred and Fred show?
No, from the Three Freds. No, that Dell didn't do it. Dell Curry.
Okay.
All right, the first shooter in the family.
Dell Curry, I remember watching him in college, and you know what he was famous for? He'd run off screens, and he had the fastest release of any college basketball player.
His son.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what he had with that quick release, his son has turned into an absolute art form.
We're going to have Jeff Van Gundy at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
Did you line that up with the idea of Steph, or did that just kind of happen?
It just happened.
That's what I figured.
Just happened. No, but I knew that we got a lot of COVID stuff. We're going to talk COVID stuff. It's awesome. There's nothing better than COVID talk on the other side, but we're going to do that. NFL, there's some problems going on right now in the NFL and NBA and NHL.
They
everywhere
may shut down basketball for a little bit, because the Nets are down to 8 players.
I don't care. Good.
And we need to talk about that because when we get back. Is this the new reality, or will the leagues have to change and create a new reality? We'll do that when we come back. I can tell you this. Maestro Dobell is there for you when this holiday season. One of the things people like to do is they like to sit back, go to Christmas parties, have people come over for Christmas parties, your holiday party here or there, whatever it is that you do. A lot of times, spirits are part of it. And Maestro Dobell wants you to consider them for your official tequila. Bring that into your home if you've never tried it. If you tried it, you know what I'm talking about. Whether you like the silver, the smoked silver, the Reposado, the Añejo, they've got Añejo Extra, they've got the Cristalino. And the Cristalino is a blending of three different tequilas, and then it's charcoal filtered. And the difference is it looks very clear, clean. It's got a very distinctive flavor at the end, and I think you're going to absolutely love it. Whether you are someone who loves a good margarita, a cocktail, or maybe you love a sipping tequila, my friends at Maestro Dobell are going to give you a product that is going to blow you away. So many varietals. Make sure that you check them out for yourself. Wherever fine liquors are sold, 11 generations of tequila makers, do it right. It's Maestro Dobell.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
All right, time for me to talk about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. I was talking with Kevin Robler yesterday, as a matter of fact. If you're looking for a great person to come and he will break it down, Kev is one of the guys, or Chad or Chris or any of the guys. What they do is they get together and they see what your business is, and they're going to customize a plan that's perfect for your business. That's one of the reasons that we're with HRP, is because the payroll company we had before them, we were like, oh, no, this is it. This is a cost, and that's what it is. But we grew. We were three times the business that when we started. How can we have the same? How can it cost the same? And you can't do it that way. You got to customize, and you got to every client is different. Every client need is different, and HRMP is going to make sure that your company is taken care of exactly how you. And they've been doing this. They know it. Even if you've got branches in other states, that's not a problem for them. Tax-wise, they're flawless. Everything about them is just perfect. If you're looking for that payroll and HR company and then all the other stuff that's included, they are the best. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're getting into the Christmas spirit here. 12 Days of Giving presented by Keating Toyota today. Keating Toyota. On the 8th day, we'd like to give back to the Sunshine Kids, who are dedicated to children with cancer. Sunshine Kids are committed to providing group activities and emotional support for young cancer patients. We're encouraging you, our wonderful listeners, to head to ESPN975.com/12days to give what you can. David Gao has generously agreed to match donations up to $500. So head to ESPN975.com/12days. This is Craig Biggio's Forever. He did his golf tournament and raised money for the Sunshine Kids. And here we are again trying to raise some money for them, a little extra money, a little something for the kids. All right, so if you can, get to ESPN975.com/12days and donate today. Let's get that up there. So David Gao has to pull 500 out of his pocket, and he has had to every day, so that's great. All right? Sorry, David. We'll make you go broke. Every day he's been matching up to $500, so that's pretty cool by our guy. 713-780-3776. The football is getting crazy right now. The Rams have 13 guys on the COVID list, and it's with over 60 players going on the on the on the players' COVID list over the past 2 days. I think it's up to over 75 now. NFL executive Larry Ferrazzani.
Big Larry, we call him.
Larry Ferrazzani. We call him Larry Roast Beef.
Okay.
Yeah. He delivered an impassioned speech at today's labor seminar, telling team officials they finished last season on time and can't do it again. But it's going to be tougher. In the NBA, we're seeing games canceled. Mm-hmm. We saw last night Texas A&M and Tulane was canceled because of an outbreak at Tulane. We're seeing NHL games being suspended, and we'll see whether or not we pick them back up. But we got through an NFL season last year. It's starting to get now. Suppose it's a big time. Suppose it's Matthew Stafford. Now he's not on their list, but suppose it's a Matthew Stafford or a Patrick Mahomes or a Davis Mills that gets on this COVID list. Now what?
I mean, it's maybe not the Davis Mills.
What are you talking about? If a Davis, this is one of the biggest games in the NFL. This is for the number one overall championship. Okay, that's what we're fighting for here.
Well, yeah, but the Lions have a say so.
Well, right. It's not. Listen, it's just a playoff. This is a playoff game for the number one overall championship.
It's a play-in game.
It's a play-in game. That's right. Well, the winner is out. The winner's out. So loser stays is loser.
Okay. So if Davis. Okay. So if Davis Mills gets it, yeah, it could have an impact on.
Yeah,
on,
we might. On, if Tyrod Taylor might that. Come in and play well. Then what? We haven't seen Davis Mills too much on the road.
Okay? Might he? Might Tyrod Taylor play well?
Well, if we haven't seen that.
When
lately,
have we seen that? But the Browns.
We listen. Davis
that would
Mills,
be week two.
Davis Mills on the road is my best bet for this, okay?
Yeah. It's going to become – all it takes is one quarterback, you know, one or two quarterbacks to be – how are you going to keep that from happening? The NFL teams are going to have to really be diligent now. And, you know, it's a separate conversation about are they going to have to change their policies at all. But I can tell you this, it's going to happen. There's just too many players. This thing's spreading too fast and too many players – are getting it, and it's going to happen where a quarterback gets it. I mean, they have to put quarterbacks. You need to have quarterbacks in separate. You need to just have them at home, basically. And of course, you can get it from huddles. You can get it from wherever. But you basically, during the week, need to have a quarterback at the house, just doing everything through Zoom. Or maybe they're going to have to alter how they do walkthroughs and things like that, because they had 37. That was a record, 37 in a single day test positive. Even when you're vaccinated, people are testing positive. So it is a big, big problem for the NFL. It's one thing in basketball. They've got time to make stuff up. And if they don't, you've got, you know, a ton of games. You're playing a ton of games. In football, how much time? Where's the time to make these games up? Where are you going to do that? Your season's already a week
already
longer.
Extended, yeah.
It's already a week longer. Tell me where you're going to make the games up.
Yep. No, and well, you might play. It might be an uneven schedule. What if you don't get to 17?
You know what it's going
to
be like when there's a chance
some teams don't get to 17.
It's going
to
be like in 87 or whenever it was when there was the strike shortened season or the replacement players played and those games all counted. It's going to be the same thing. You're going to have a quarterback who's out for a game and a good team or a playoff contender may lose a huge game and it's going to be that's just what happens. Which leads me to this. Nothing's going to happen this year. Basketball, we know they're going to cancel. There's only so much people are going to be willing to do. We are all getting our shots and our boosters, a lot of us. The leagues, even the players who didn't want to, most of them have been vaccinated in most of the leagues. Worn masks in the general public. In sports, they have followed protocol, I think, fairly well. The NFL has, I know. I can't really speak to basketball. They've had more issues than football. They've had the most issues, and some teams in baseball have had it. So the question now is going to be, what's going to happen after this year? There's always going to be different variants coming out. If these variants aren't as dangerous and they're not, at some point, are the sports leagues going to say, look, we get that we're going to continue to take, we're going to continue to be careful, we're going to continue to do this, do that. But at some point, will the sports leagues, any sports league, say, we are not going to follow the same protocols we are following in terms of making people sit at a certain time. If you are asymptomatic, we're not going to do it. We understand there's going to be some spread, but if it's not a deadly spread, no. then they going to alter what they do?
I'd be interested to see how many of these guys that are sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because the majority of the league, the vast majority of the league, a high percentage of the league is vaccinated. And is this just they just tested positive and they don't want it to spread? Or are they testing positive and they're actually feeling the effects?
If they're not feeling the effects, they get to come back after two negative tests.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been vaccinated.
So I had to sit. Tyler Higbee was out the other night, and he was and I had to pick up Bryson Hopkins. And Tyler Higbee's already off the COVID list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Negative tests.
He had two negative tests. So it was at one time 15 days and you're not coming back and blah, blah, blah. And you got, right?
That's why I wonder if they're going to change, if they're going to start. I think eventually we're going to get to a time where it's going to be almost like they're going to look at it like flu or cold, where they don't shut down. They don't shut guys down. They don't shut teams down. They don't shut plays down. They're going to say, look, if you get it, you get it. And, you know, we'll do our best to keep it. Now, you know, it spreads a little more aggressively than flu does, obviously, so more guys are going to get it. But if there aren't the same number of people who are getting sick or having ill effects from it, then...
We're in a bad place, though, right now as a country because there is, well, sports-wise as a country, because there's a lot of positive tests coming out of every league. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and the rules right now, no matter what happens in the future... It's going to have an impact on games right now.
When we come back, Dave Burkett is going to join us. He is a writer for the Detroit Free Press. He covers the Lions. We're going to get an update on what we were just talking about, on that the number one championship. We'll get an update from Detroit on what's going on there and where they're leading, what's going on, because that'll have a huge effect on whether or not you have to have that number one pick overall or you can actually still get what you want at number two. We'll see on the other side. But right now, we're going to talk about Chastang Ford and my people over at Chastang Ford and how excited I am about the new year with Chastang Ford. And they can't be better people, I'm telling you. And that's awfully important when you're buying a car, is that you want to be able to trust that person. And here's the deal is I've never felt more comfortable and I've never felt better about buying a car from people than I did when I bought mine from Chastang Ford. I'm already in, and I'm hopefully this spring, the F-150 is going to get here, the Lightning. I'm going to get that. And I'm not worried at all about the deal. I signed up and you can go to the website and sign up. I don't know if they're still taking, because it's so crazy how many people want this F-150, but see if you can't get there, get to ChastangFord.com and sign up and get in line for this F-150 Lightning. If you're looking for the best deal from the best people with the best service, with the people that aren't going to try to just jack up the price, because that's not what they do. They want you in that vehicle at the price that you are comfortable at. So go to ChastangFord.com. You can do it all online, or you can get to the dealership and meet the great people. You will love them. I'm telling you, they're awesome. Ask for Patrick and Tony and all of they'll be happy to say hello and come and help you out. If you're looking for that best Ford car or truck, it's Chastang Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, let's talk about Texas Custom Patios. A friend of mine yesterday said, when I listen to you talk about that, he said it's pretty impactful because, you know, I can hear, like I can envision, I've been on your patio, I can hear you talk, you know, what it's like. And if I were just a regular listener, I would be really interested. And it's simple. You know, I had them build a patio for me. I didn't know them at all. I chose them out of four or five different companies I was looking at. I had a patio built because I wanted to really enjoy my home, my house. I made that decision and never looked back. And I was so impressed. I asked Steve and Shell to advertise here on the show on ESPN 97.5 on the bench. And he said, absolutely. Been listening for years. And so I'm glad I get to tell you guys about them, because what they do is they build something, a structure onto your home. It looks like it's been there forever. They can do individual standalone buildings as well, like a pool house. They can do room additions. They can do sunrooms. But the main thing is they build it better than anything you've ever seen, and it's really going to add just enjoyment at your home and unbelievable value. Check them out for yourself. Go to the website at texascustompatios.com. See the before and afters and see how Texas Custom Patios can turn your house into a home.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're working on getting in Dave Burkett here to talk a little Lions and the number one overall pick. Aiden Hutchinson actually talked to Adam Schefter. And Aiden Hutchinson said this about being, listen, this is a Michigan guy, right? The Lions are their team. He grew up in Michigan. And he looks to be the number one overall pick. I really think Dan Campbell seems like a real good guy to me. I think they have a lot of heart on that team. You know, just a couple more pieces to the puzzle. And I think they can be a really good team. I don't know about being a really good team, but I do know that I think I would like to play for Dan Campbell. I think I like the way of the three teams, Jacksonville, Houston, and Detroit. And Detroit has the fewest wins. I think they're in the best situation. I think they play high. I think this is a dumpster fire here. I think it's a dumpster fire in Jacksonville. And I think Detroit looks like a place where, man, guys are trying hard. It seems like the fans are behind them. And that's why we wanted to talk a little bit about to Dave Burkett as well, is find out what that city is feeling about their football team. I can tell you what we're feeling like about our football team here. It sucks. Everybody's can't be more complacent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
The sucks part, okay.
Yeah, they suck.
But what people really feel here is just...
Well, no, there's not even anger. That's the problem.
I think there are some people who are saying, wow, I get to do this on Sunday.
Yeah.
I get to do that on Sunday.
And you do not want to open that up to people because even...
It's hard to get it back. Ask L.A.
Yeah.
Ask L.A. Yeah. It's hard to get it back.
And it's going to be hard to get it back here, too. I think we're such a football city that we will get it back once, you know, once Cal sells the team and things get all worked out here, you know, in 30 years or so. I think it'll be a good football city again. But in the meantime... this is a dumpster fire. Jacksonville's a dumpster fire, and Detroit is actually of the, and they're the worst of the three. They've got one win as opposed to two.
Do you have dumpster fire ratings?
Yeah,
you got Jacksonville one, right?
I think yesterday Jacksonville is the number one. Yeah, dumpster fire, and Houston is second
in sports.
In all of sports,
probably so.
Probably so. The Knicks are back on track. What NBA team is a huge dumpster,
dumpster fire? I mean, we've got things happening.
I mean, Detroit is, but they've got the number
one
overall
guy. We have a quarterback. That's just a bad team. Jacksonville has Urban Meyer drama. The Texans have Deshaun Watson stuff. They had whole articles about Jack Easterby and this is. But when your quarterback has pending litigation,
yeah,
that's a dumpster fire. You can't win, and your quarterback is a star who told you he doesn't want to play for you anymore and then had, after signing a new contract, he didn't even play one game under the new contract and then caught 22, 23 cases. Yeah, that's dumpster fire. That's dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Are you sure Jacksonville is ahead of the Texans?
I think they are. I think I really do.
At least they have Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it's great. Which, 9-14?
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Lawrence is, you know, you gotta...
Now, listen, Peyton Manning's numbers were not much different.
Rookies have bad...
Yeah.
For as good as Mac Jones is,
guess what? There's a reason they were number one overall. Their team sucked.
Mac Jones is known as a good rookie quarterback.
He went to a great place.
But go look at his number. You're not going to be blown away by his touchdown interceptions.
But it's not 9-14. Is
no,
it? No, no. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is bad. But so go look at Peyton Manning's first year.
Uh-huh.
It was bad. I think he threw 21 interceptions, I want to say.
Yeah, it was
really, really bad. Crazy.
Yeah, rookie quarterbacks have a hard time.
Yeah.
They typically have a hard time.
And we're bringing in Dave Burkett right now from the Detroit Free Press to talk a little bit about what we've just been talking about. Dave, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Man, we appreciate you joining us. Let's talk a little bit. We've been talking about that number one overall pick because he's Michigan, because it's right there and everything else. You think Brad Holmes could possibly pass on Aiden Hutchinson if you guys get that number one overall pick?
Yeah, I don't know that the locality is going to play much impact. I mean, regimes ago, obviously, but, you know, the Lions took Charles Rogers, and that wasn't a good thing to keep him home over Andre Johnson. So you guys certainly remember that.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think Hutchinson obviously is a different sort of player. So I don't know that that's going to factor into it. And really, you know, the Lions should have a really good read on him given their ties to the university being local and all. So he's definitely in play. You know, if I had to guess right now, I think he might even be the favorite to be number one, though. Who can tell about, with Kayvon Thibodeau in there as well.
Yeah, and we don't have any idea about, as Brad Holmes ever talked about, I'll trade out. You know, I need a lot more players. It's way too early, but is he going to be a trade? Well, that's interesting too, is because then, you know, if somebody wants to come up and grab a quarterback or whatnot,
how is Goff viewed though?
That's the question.
That's the question.
Well, do you guys, is there a thought that maybe Jared Goff could be the guy going forward, or do you have to have a quarterback?
I don't think there's much chance he's the guy going forward, but he still could be the guy for 2022. The way his contract is structured, in fact, it makes it likely that he's going to be on the roster in 2022. Look, the Lions need someone at the position, but I don't think they're in a spot in their rebuild where they want to force it. And you know, there's probably a little more comfort level with Jared Goff from Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell than there is, you know, the average fan. And, you know, I think fans have already believe that ship has sailed. But, you know, Dan Campbell has been a pretty staunch supporter of Jared Goff since they went out and acquired him. So, ultimately, yes, the Lions need a quarterback. Like you said, this is not a great draft for quarterbacks. The Lions will, in all likelihood, be coaching one of the Senior Bowl teams, and that means they'll get a chance to work with a guy like Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis, one of those two. So maybe they fall in love with that guy. But as things stand here, middle of December, I think it's probably a pass rusher that Detroit would take if they had the number one pick.
Malik Willis's tape is really terrible this year, so I don't think you have to worry about that. But on the team, that is a big deal. The Senior Bowl thing, you get to learn about them as leaders, as people. The Senior Bowl thing is a big advantage. When I talked to Zach Taylor about it one time, he just said, "You know, we learn so much about how these guys perform, who the alphas are." It's a really big advantage to be able to coach at Senior Bowl. Dave, is the team or is the city, where are they on Dan Campbell and the team from a standpoint of, we know they've had some pretty competitive losses. Are they still okay with Dan Campbell despite all the losses? Because they have been fairly competitive at times.
Yeah. I think there's some frustration, to be honest, and you know, rightfully so. Just, you know, a rebuild is a lot easier to talk about than it is to live through, right? I mean, everyone knew they were going to be bad this year, but when you lose or don't win, let's say, you know, the first 11 games of the season, like, people start to wonder, is he the guy? You know, how much is he contributing to the losses, especially when you're as aggressive as Dan is going for fourth downs and when the team doesn't make him, you leave yourself in a bad situation, no matter what the analytics say to support it. So there's definitely been some frustration, but look, I think by and large, people around here understand, like, hey, this is the very, very beginning of a rebuild, and what they did in terms of basically blowing out the roster of all the you know, serviceable veterans who didn't fit, and taking the cap hit this year, that probably sets them up better for next year. And then, you know, they do have four first round picks over the next 2 years, and maybe that's where a guy like Willis comes in, right, with that second first round pick that the Lions have from the Rams. So I think people understand that there's as bad as the Lions have been, you know, the ship is pointed in the right direction, and there's a lot to like about where they're headed.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because this here, we can't be more apathetic about this football team. It can't be in a worse place. You guys have had your doldrums for quite a while now, though.
Yep.
But where is the fan base behind this team now thinking that there is a light?
Well, look, I mean, you know, apathy, I think the Lions, you know, they've written a story on that here the last few years, and this year's no different. I mean, attendance is down significantly, and I wouldn't expect anyone to come, you know, support the team, and, you know, after a pandemic, you know, or during a pandemic, I guess, still, right? But you know, after a year when there were no fans there, and when you realize that the team's not going to be any good, and you know, why are you spending your time at a stadium on a Sunday, you know, when you can do so many other things? So, but, you know, again, you know, Lions fans have been supportive for a long, long time. And I'll tell you what, the thing I worry most about, guys, is because this has gone on for so long, like you go back to the 2000s, right, the Matt Millen years, like, to me, that's kind of a lost generation of Lions fans. I mean, they were so bad for so long that the people who grew up in that era, who maybe didn't sit in front of the TV watching the Lions every Sunday because they were so bad, now as they get older, you know, that's your season ticket base, and they just don't feel the need to go out and spend the money supporting the team anymore. So maybe that's where the apathy comes in. But I think for the staunchest Lions fans and the people that I hear from, you know, they still think that they haven't given up on Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes in this regime.
That's Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press. A little inside info on what's going on there. It's just a big. We got a big battle this week for the number one overall championship, the Jaguars and the Texans. This will go a long way to deciding, you know. And we still we got hope above hope that the Lions can pull one out and win a game, Dave. And we can get
they get the Falcons the day after Christmas. I mean, I think that's probably the Lions' best hope right there.
And they're playing, but they're playing pretty good. I mean, that's troublesome because they're still in the playoff hunt. So
yeah, but you buy them?
No, I don't buy them, but they're a little bit better this year than they have been in the past. So it's a worrisome. Listen, hey, we're worried about this. This is a big deal getting that number one overall pick. And you know what? It could be Hutchinson coming down here. We'll see. We're in much the same situation that you guys are in. Maybe we'll have this same quarterback going forward for another year, instead of reaching for because. You know, I don't know what you guys think of Kenny Pickett, but if he's the clear-cut number one overall guy, it's not like it's Trevor Lawrence this year.
Right. No, it's weird because, you know, Pickett checks a lot of boxes just from, you know, the experience standpoint. He's, what, a four-year starter, basically. You know, obviously had a really good season, takes care of the ball. You know, he's athletic enough, right? He's not a statue back there. So I do think, you know, there's a lot to like about him, but I think there's so many questions, you know, with those quarterbacks. I mean, I was a Sam Howell guy after watching him, even when he struggled early on in the year, like you could see some of the tools. And I was like, wow, is this the guy, you know, that would be in the mix for the Lions or could be, not thinking the Lions would have the number one pick at that point. And, you know, so I think there's some intriguing options. And I think the Lions, the Texans, every single one of these teams at the top of the draft that needs a quarterback, you know, they will be doing the deepest of dives into these guys. But ultimately, I just don't know. You know, you don't want to risk drafting a Christian Ponder, EJ Manuel, you know, a type like that in the first round when you have a more sure thing.
Joey Harrington. Yeah.
That too much up here.
That's Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dave, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yep, you got it, guys. We'll talk to you again.
There he is. And there's a little something for you. And, you know, we can continue it. Actually, there is some news coming out of Sports Illustrated about your Houston Texans and the future coach.
Ooh.
Future coach of your team.
Ooh, nice teams.
We will talk about that on the other
Jason
side. But right
Brown.
Now, we talked to Michael Cruz this morning already. Listen, guys, you cannot find a nicer person than Michael Cruz. And here's the deal. He told me this morning, he said, make sure you tell everybody if they want to get stuff. It's so busy right now. But if you want your holiday meat, if you are looking, if you got to have that meal, you want him to put it together for you, do it now. Because he is swamped and he's going to, not that he's going to run out, but he's so busy that he's got to get, he wants to make sure that you get the attention that you need this holiday.
Yeah. And keep this in mind. I just shipped off. My mom loved the beef that I brought up there to New Braunfels so much during Thanksgiving. She ordered her beef tenderloin from Michael over Pete's Fine Meat. Michael packaged it. We shipped it off. And, he told her, he said, look, you can keep this in the refrigerator. You can get your beef tenderloin right now. They vacuum seal it. It's fine. It lasts just fine all the way up until when you're ready to cook it for Christmas. So you can go in and get it today so you don't have to worry about missing out. Beef tenderloin, prime rib, steaks, it doesn't matter, chicken, spatchcock chicken, shrimp, they have it all, brisket, whatever you're looking to make, they're going to have the best variety. They're going to have the best quality, and they are your neighborhood butcher right here at Chimney Rock in Richmond. It's Pete's Fine Meats.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So yesterday I got into, not into it a little bit. Somebody asked, I was talking about David Culley, and I called him a puppet. And you know what? I apologize to Coach Culley. He's a human being. He's a man. And he's the head coach. Put a little respect on his name. But by puppet, I meant that somebody that wouldn't rock the boat, somebody that Nick Caserio could just go and there wouldn't be any pushback on any moves that he made. There wouldn't be any. Listen, David Culley can't be more grateful because no one was going to hire David Culley.
Not as a head coach. No.
I mean,
he wasn't on anybody's interviews.
No, he hadn't had never had an interview. I don't think he'd ever been a coordinator. I mean, come on. This was a hire so that it could be somebody that he could just, you can not walk all over, but that someone that wouldn't push back at all on any decision that Nick Caserio is going to make early on here. Well, so Sports Illustrated's Albert Breer wrote this. As for Culley, I do think the veteran NFL coaching was exactly what the team needed. And in the moment, Culley hired an experienced staff of teachers and has navigated the Deshaun Watson saga professionally in a way where it's not been a day-to-day issue at all for his coaches or players, which not everyone could have done. Coach Culley's handled it really well. I mean, I think we all know. I apologize. He's not a puppet. He's maybe the right guy for this situation. They had an a-hole in Bill O'Brien, so they wanted a really, really nice guy in David Culley, and that's what they got. They got a really, really nice guy. So you always want the opposite of what you had. But that said, I do think – this is what Albert Breer wrote. That said, I do think Caserio will eventually go and get his long-term
– Don't say Josh McDaniels.
To coach the team. I'm not totally sure who that is, but I heard from a couple of people over the last couple of weeks that there is someone he's had in mind since well before he became a GM. For what it's worth, I didn't sense there was much urgency on that as if it had to happen this offseason. Translation, here comes a New England Patriot coach.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes. Yes.
Josh McDaniels.
It could well be.
Jack was going to go with Josh to Indianapolis. So they all know each other.
Yeah, I mean,
if they win, they win. That's great. I just, you know, it's more the Patriot way. It's going to be
what it is.
You know, if you know how bad the Patriot way sucks, if you're not winning.
Well, ask a lot of places. Ask Notre Dame. Ask
you need to
Detroit.
Be winning.
Ask all of these places that have got Belichick disciples.
But the way that they conduct themselves.
Yeah.
The way that they deal with fans, with the media. Mm. With game day in the building at practice, it's not a whole lot of fun. It's not a whole lot of fun. Brady couldn't wait to get out and like experience life without having all that pressure over him and everything just weighing down on him. It's great. The Patriot way sounds great when you're winning, but you're not going to have Tom Brady. So the whole Patriot way concept. Look at how. Now, the difference is you don't have Bill Belichick, but if you have Josh McDaniels there, you might have some of the same, you know, you might have some of the same ideology in terms of how to treat players. But look at how Mac Jones, what he sounded like when he was first drafted or in press conferences before the combine, and now he is a robot. He's been turned into, you know, a robot, which works for them. But if you don't have championships, it turns into like, if you're just a middling team at 8-9 or a 9-8 team, and you don't have, and you've got no personality, and everything is super guarded, super secret, and I don't know that none of that is. I can't be less excited about Josh McDaniels, and that's my guess is it'll be Josh.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the most logical. He's had him in mind. There's one place Nick Caserio's been his whole life, and that was with the Patriots. It's pretty damn obvious that this is.
Oh, National Signing Day.
Okay. Oh, you didn't know what
I didn't know what NSD meant. We'll get to it in a second.
Yeah, well,
she's an Aggie. Amber's an Aggie.
Yeah, and I told her, Amber tweeted us this morning and said, sorry, guys, I'm cheating on you today for one time because it's an NSD.
And I'm like, what is NSD? She says, I know it sounds weird to hear a woman out loud say NSD. I'm like, no, what is NSD?
National Signing Day.
Yeah, National Signing
Day. And I told her, I said, you can read about it tomorrow. The names won't change. That's okay. You can just keep on listening, Amber. Okay? So anyway, that's the latest. So good news, everybody. Going to be another Patriot coach, former Patriot.
Probably. You already knew that, though.
Yeah, probably.
What about a hot shot? Well, it's going to be somebody.
I don't want to hear it now in the midst of one of the worst seasons in NFL history that there's going to be another Patriot.
Here's why there's not, but here's the thing. Josh McDaniels doesn't want to come, let's just say Josh McDaniels. You got a coach on a long-term contract, David Culley, there's no rush. Josh McDaniels could say, you know what, I'll just sit tight.
Hey, we're doing pretty good over here, too.
I'll just sit tight and wait it out. Right. There's no reason to, we're doing pretty good. I'll just sit tight and wait until you get some players and things are better.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. That's what I would do. I'd say, tell you what, I'll consider it once I see how your draft goes next year. Let's talk again in 2023.
Hey, things are going pretty good right here, right now for our Houston Rockets. We'll talk about that, plus Steph Curry, plus COVID, plus all of those things with Jeff Van Gundy. On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Always great to have the coach on with us. Now, it's always great to have Doc Linville if in your life, because Doc Linville will give you hair. If you're looking for the best way to get hair again, guys, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Doc Linville he's swamped right now. At the end of the year, plastic surgeons with the insurance and everything else, they've got to get it. It's so busy right now, but Doc Linville's going to fit you in. I don't know that you can get it done by the end of the year right now. I'm not sure, but start the process. Why would you not start the process of finding out how you can move that hair from here to here, the top of your head, and make it look great again? She'll love it. You'll love it. You'll get confidence back. Stop with the mangy top of your head. It's terrible. No, listen, and especially if you're out there still single and you got bald spots up there, that ain't no good. You ain't getting nothing there. All you got to do is see my man, Doc Linville, and he's going to take care of you at 975hair.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.